May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu was salamu alayka ya rasulullah
as-salatu was salamu alayka ya rasulullah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah
as-salatu was salamu alayka ya nabiyallah
as-salatu was salamu alayka ya nabiyallah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nurallah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nurallah.
Welcome back, viewers of Madani Channel, to the program Spiritual Cures. Without wasting further time, let's include one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah's final messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said that whoever recites salat upon me 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah, i.e. in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. Let's welcome our guests to my right. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Sajid bhai?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Mashallah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. La kulli hal. We appreciate you joining us. Welcome. To the program. And to my left, alhamdulillah, Fiyaz bhai, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Fiyaz bhai?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, you brought some company with you today as well, I'm noticing. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Welcome to you and welcome to our visitors as well in the studio. MashaAllah. You well?
Alhamdulillah. Yourself, Aisha?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, la kulli hal. So let's move to some of the questions. Are we ready?
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This message is from an Islamic sister. She said, I'm an Islamic sister and for the past 5 years, I have been struggling with severe back pain. It makes daily activities very difficult for me. Could you please advise me on a spiritual cure for this? So back pain. May Allah Almighty grant you cure from this issue. I know back pain is quite common and especially because the climate of the country that we're actually living in, it does remain cold, even though we're in the middle of spring, I think. And, you know, we have Storm X and Storm Y and so forth. They name the storms. I mean, I can't remember the names, but, we have multiple weather changes. You know, we're blessed with gusts from the north and this from the south and so forth. I mean, I think we've had hailstone this summer as well, if I can remember. But anyway, not to worry. We will give you something, inshallah. Before the brothers give you the reply for this and they give you a spiritual cure in regards to it, I will advise. So if you have a spiritual cure stall in your locality, then I will advise that you either visit the sister's stalls. And if there isn't a sister's stall in your locality, then if you can ask some family member to visit the spiritual cures in your locality and ask for a string to tie around the neck, because you're suffering with the pain, with back pain, then they will give you a string which you will tie around the waist, inshallah. And this, if Allah wills, will pull the pain. The pain will vanish, inshallah, if Allah wills. Gee, so back pain, and the sister mentioned that she's been suffering for quite a while. And this words of advice that I've given is not just for this sister. If anybody else, whether young or old, are suffering with the back issues, back pain, then without any hesitation, do visit your local spiritual cure stall. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Islamic brothers, my daughter has an earache. The doctors say that there's no problem, but she still has earache. I would appreciate if you could share a spiritual cure for this. May Allah Almighty remove your worries. I know it's a worrying matter when children aren't well. May Allah Almighty remove your worries and grant cure to your daughter this ear pain, ear ache issue. May Allah Almighty give her a speedy recovery and this ear pain, ear ache issue comes to an end soon, inshallah. The brothers will give us something in regards to ear ache, inshallah. I'd like to include a couple of istikhara requests as well. So I've got an istikhara request here. They're saying, Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. They'll give me a code word. The code word is job. And they are saying that my son's name is, I don't need to mention the name because they've given us a code word. He's 21 years old. You have sent father's name. We don't need the father's name, but you sent the mother's name. So that's what's required. So the person's name along with the mother's name is required for istikhara. And you're mentioning that he struggled to get a job for nearly 2 years. Then he got one. He only did that job for 3 months. And then that job was also lost too. Please can you do istikhara and also give us a ruhani ilaj, give us a spiritual cure. Jazakallahu khaira. Okay, I've taken note of that. Inshallah, we'll perform the istikhara. Once the istikhara is performed and we're giving the reply for the istikhara, the code word which you have sent us, job, that will be mentioned. Then do watch out and do try and keep a pen and notebook handy, that once we give you the istikhara reply, we will also give you a spiritual cure, so then you can easily take note of that as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Another istikhara request we've got here. They've mentioned code word mum, even though they spelt it how I wouldn't spell it, but it says code word mum. They've sent a name and they've also sent the mother's name, so that's fine. And then they've mentioned problem. The code word is mum. They've sent her a name and they're saying that this person is not speaking to her mother. Can you please do istikhara? Inshallah, we'll do istikhara and see what the issue is. But may Allah Almighty make things easy. You can't break off. There are some relationships. Well, you shouldn't be breaking any relationships up. And we're told in Islam that we don't break ties. And when we do break ties, this is, seen as a severe action. And some aspects, it can be as a sin as well. So we can't break ties, it's forbidden. And especially those ties, like here in this instance, parents. Parents is such a relationship that you can't break ties. Anyway, we'll give you something. We'll do the istikhara. We'll give you something, inshallah, for, so that you make up, inshallah. You make up with your mom, but you do need to make up with your mother. You can't break ties with parents. I think they probably want the istikhara performing, that maybe somebody has done something or etc. So we'll do a general istikhara, but you need to make up with your parents, inshallah. Ji, you ready for the...
Ji, Ashtab. Sister requested a wazifa regarding back pain. Firstly, if we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal you and make you feel better soon, inshallah. Sure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove your pain, give you strength and reward you for being patient. Amen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help your treatment work and bring you back to good health. Ameen, thumma ameen. Here is a beautiful wazifa regarding back pain. Amir al-Sunnat Shaykh Tariqat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah has given us this beautiful wazifa. This is a Quranic verse and the reference is Para number 28, Surah Al-Hashr, Ayat number 21. The blessed ayat is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Law anzalna hadha al-Qur'an ala jabalin la ra'aytahu khashi'an mutasaddi'an min khashyatillah. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَدْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. When you complete your salah, when you complete your namaz, read this blessed ayah mubarakah 7 times and then perform dam on your both hands. Blow on your both hands, then rub the hands on the area of pain. InshaAllah al-Kareem, with the barakat of this wazifa, your pain will go away. Keep doing this practice until purpose is fulfilled.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The second question was asked about the earache. First of all, we make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal grant relief to your daughter from earache. All you have to do is to recite a wazifa. The wazifa goes, Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u, 21 times. Remember to recite Durud-e Pak 3 times in the beginning and 3 times at the end. Recite this wazifa and blow on the ear. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, your daughter will get relief of this problem. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And keep doing it until it is cured. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
So one of the istikhara requests that we had, the code word was job. Code word is job. The istikhara has been performed. The indication that we're getting in the istikhara is of evil eye. Evil eye. So I'll give you a special cure in regards to this. If you write, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, 786 times on a piece of paper and make that into an amulet. So you'll plastic coat it, make it into an amulet, and then you can either wear it around the arm or you can wear it around the neck. And inshallah, one, the evil eye, the influence of the evil eye will wear off, inshallah. And then keep applying for jobs, inshallah. May Allah Almighty make it easy for you and that you gain a permanent job which is easy and it's sufficient, inshallah, for your household. Include a few more questions. Inshallah, we have the segment of the day, so do have your pens and notebooks ready for that. Let's see what the team have got for us today, inshallah, which we'll have soon. There's not long left. Let's include a few more questions whilst we're waiting for the segment time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So the person who sent this message is saying that I am afflicted with throat disease and I have pain in the throat majority of the time. Can you please provide a solution for this? May Allah Almighty grant you a complete cure from this issue, from this problem. Amen. May Allah Almighty bring this to an end soon, inshallah. So throat pain, throat disease, inshallah. If you can have something for this. Islamic brothers, do you have any wazifa for my nephew? My nephew suffers from deteriorating eyesight and it seems to be deteriorating day by day. So can we have something for deteriorating eyesight? If the calls are ready, if you can have two calls, please.
My name is Sayyidina Nantari and I'm calling from London. I'm not going to ask any question, but I have a good news to share. I think a few months ago, in which one of your team member gave a wazifa to pay off the debt from Medina. I acted upon that wazifa wholeheartedly and a huge amount that I have been waiting for the last 2 years was not only approved but was credited into my account within a week. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. This was really an amazing achievement which has made my belief on the wazifa more positive and powerful. Thanks to all of you and may Allah reward you for your services.
Ameen. MashaAllah. Thanks to Amir al-Sunnat, Alhamdulillah, the founder of Dawat al-Islami, who has made this happen. SubhanAllah. We appreciate your feedback. There was a little bit of confusion. I don't know if long for Medina, wazifa was given. That part I understood. Did they say that it was a debt and it was cleared or was it lost amount? Because they mentioned that...
The debt was cleared. And the wazifa was given from one of your team member. The one who was in Medina.
Oh, SubhanAllah. Yeah. Oh, MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
So this is...
Okay, so it was debt. Because they said something about account. So I was thinking, was it a debt or was it a lost stock amount?
Yeah, the money which he was supposed to receive, he was expecting for the last 1 year. So it was not only approved, but it was credited to his account as well.
Oh, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, it's good to hear every now and again that we get... some positive feedback, SubhanAllah. We give these spiritual cures and people think that, we don't know whether it's going to work or not. You know, before you even started the spiritual cure, whether it's going to work or not, shall I do it? Or even if you build the courage and then you start the spiritual cure, we do it a few times and we keep thinking, nothing's happening yet. We haven't gained the cure. The problem hasn't been resolved. etc. When you initially start with feelings and this mindset, then it's not going to work for you. You need to think positive, have a positive mindset. You know, I know you're doing the spiritual cure, you're doing the litany, you're doing the incantation, but your thoughts should be towards the Creator, that inshallah, Allah Almighty, if He wills, He'll put this correct for me. If it's an illness, He will remove this illness from me. If it's some kind of problem or issue that you're facing, then inshallah, He will remove this problem, this issue from me. And then with sincerity, when you do this litany and do this spiritual cure, then why won't it work for you, inshallah? And here, you know, we've just been given a feedback from the brother, mashallah, that alhamdulillah, his issue, his problem was resolved. Ji, the second call, please.
I'm calling from Lancashire, and someone has told me that you offer spiritual cure, and I'd like to know the spiritual cure for blessings in sustenance.
SubhanAllah, brothers from Lancashire, and mashallah, somebody's been watching and they've given him dawat, mashallah, of the program. SubhanAllah, Jazakallah. You see, the person who was watching and they gave the invite to this brother, mashallah, they will also be rewarded for giving invitation. SubhanAllah. And the brother has requested blessings in sustenance. Blessings in sustenance, inshallah. So if you can take a note of that as well. I think if we do one, if you can answer one of the questions.
Regarding prayer disease.
Jiji.
We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all the illnesses from your throat and grant you complete recovery from this sickness. Dear brother, please remember that illness is a test, and through it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the rank of the patient. Have patience and keep praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your health. Here is a beautiful wazifa Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah has given us. This wazifa is from Quran Pak. This is a famous ayat from Surah Yasin Sharif. Para number 23, verse number 58. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim. Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim. Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim. By writing Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim on the first row, and in the second row, Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim, then making it into an amulet, Taweez, and wearing it around the neck, Insha'Allahul Kareem, all pains in the throat will be relieved and throat disease will be disappear, Insha'Allahul Kareem.
Insha'Allah, SubhanAllah. It is time for our segment of the day. Let's see what spiritual cure the brothers have got ready for us today. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Viewers of Madani Channel, every now and then we get cold messages asking for a wazifa, for a lost property or wealth, or something which was precious. So we have got the wazifa for you today. Protection of wealth from theft. This wazifa can be found in Madani Pansura, and the page number is 226. The wazifa goes, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya bunayya innaha in taku mithqala habba habbatin min khardalin fatakun fi sakhra. في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير. If wealth, property is stolen or lost, reciting this blessed verse 119 times will lead to its recovery, Insha Allah Al-Kareem. Allah, the generous, willing. Insha Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
SubhanAllah, what a beautiful spiritual cure that the team got ready for us today. SubhanAllah, sometimes we have something valuable at home. Could be, you know, sometimes even people complain, oh, I've lost my mobile phone. Yeah. So even from a mobile phones aren't cheap these days as well. So you can't say it is something valuable. So anything that's worth some money, recite this vazifa and perform dhamma, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will be protected from theft. Subhanallah. So what a beautiful vazifa that we can all put into practice. The reference was mentioned.
But let me tell the viewers of Madani channel where exactly this ayat can be found. Jee. This can be found in para 21, and the surah is Surah Luqman, and the verse number 16.
Subhanallah. Yeah, for the benefit of those who don't have the Madani Punch Surah, I think we should have the Madani Punch Surah at home. And if we haven't got it, then we should try and get it, a physical copy. If you haven't got a physical copy and you do want one, then do visit Dawood Islami's bookshop, namely Maktabatul Madina, if there is one in your locality. And if there isn't one in your locality, then you don't need to worry either, because you can visit the Dawood Islami's website, www.dawoodislami.net, and go to the book library, and you'll be able to download this completely free. Subhanallah.
So you won't be paying anything to download.
You won't pay anything. So you can download it free, whether you download it on your phone, your tablet, on your PC, wherever. And then you can also read this as well. Subhanallah.
The question was asked about the weakness of eyesight for someone's nephew. First of all, we make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal grant a good eyesight to your nephew. The wazifa goes, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru. How many times do you have to recite this? 41 times. So recite this 41 times and then blow directly on the eyes. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see the difference. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. And the duration is keep on doing it until your nephew is cured, inshallah azza wa jalla. Okay, I'll move on to the call. It was about the blessings in sustenance.
Brother from Lancashire, Gigi.
Yeah, the brother from. After Fajr Salah, recite Durood-e-Pak 14 times. After the Durood-e-Pak, recite Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu 1400 times. Inshallah azza wa jalla, keep on doing this. And it says here, even your generations will be happy with the blessings in the sustenance. I mean, this will bring definitely blessings in your sustenance. Even your generation will see the fruit of this, inshallah, azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal give a blessing to your sustenance. Ameen, ya rabbal alameen.
Ameen, mashallah. Okay, the istikhara has been performed. The code word, mum. The indication in the istikhara is of azmaish, of a test. In regards to this, I've got a spiritual cure here for you. Solution for family quarrels, it says. When you enter your home, one should recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and then place the right foot first into the home. One should then say salam to the household. If no one is present at home, then one should say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some saints have been seen reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Surah Ikhlas as they enter their homes at the beginning of the day. This brings about harmony in the household, i.e. if there's any quarreling, then that is removed. And the bonus, you can say, or the plus point, is that it also increases blessings in sustenance. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So I hope you've made note of that. So whenever you enter home, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and then enter with the right foot and then give salam to the household. If nobody is present at home, then say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then if you want to further put blessings in that, then recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, i.e. Qul huwallahu ahad, the complete surah till the end, inshallah. So that not only will remove any family quarrelings and disputes and create harmony in the household, but also will be a means of increase in sustenance as well. Subhanallah. Gee. Let's include some more questions. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Someone is bothering me a lot and I can't get rid of him. Please, can you tell me a vazifa so that he stops bothering me? So somebody is annoying somebody, somebody is bothering, you can have something in regards to this. May Allah Almighty bring this to an end. May Allah Almighty give the person who's bothering you understanding and he stops annoying you himself. Next question. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers, do you have any spiritual cure for stammer? I will give you something for this, inshallah. May Allah Almighty bring this test to an end soon for you. It is a test. May Allah Almighty grant you patience, firstly, upon this, that you are patient upon this, and then may Allah Almighty also grant you cure from this as well, inshallah, and keep you steadfast upon this test. I'd like to include another istikhara request as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Code word is family. Would like to do istikhara for the following person. They've given the name, they've also given the mother's name, so that's included, that's fine. And they're mentioning that this person is always very angry and he's always in a bad mood towards the family members. When he's angry, he seems like he's a total different person, behaves really bad. Can we please have istikhara done? Inshallah, we'll perform the istikhara. I've got the name, I've got the details, inshallah. And once the istikhara is performed, the code word will be mentioned. So do watch out for the code word. And then that will be an indication that that's your istikhara. Because I've just received another couple of messages, if I can include these as well. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother, can I check if there is black magic or nazar on me? I'm 43 years old, I'm unmarried and have no rishta. So he's requesting a vazifa to read so then he finds a compatible rishta. They sent their name and they've also sent their mother's name. Okay, I will perform istikhara because you have requested istikhara as well. So I will perform the istikhara. So if you can have a vazifa for a compatible rishta as well. I have got your code word. You have mentioned the code. You actually mentioned it at the bottom. So that's why I couldn't mention it before. But you've mentioned code word and the code word is gold. Code word is gold. You've given your name and you've given your mother's name. Inshallah, istikhara will be performed and your code word will be mentioned. And we'll also give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well. So it's not a question, it's an istikhara request, but we'll also give you a spiritual cure for this. Another istikhara request that I'd like to include. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You mentioned the code word and you mentioned it at the top so I can see it. MashaAllah. And the code word is a beautiful code word, Medina 786. MashaAllah. So inshallah, Medina 786 will be mentioned. Once the istikhara has performed, what have you requested? You've sent the name and you've also sent the mother's name and you said, my brother gets angry very quickly for no apparent reason. Want to find out if this is azmaish or nazar. Inshallah, the istikhara will be performed and then we'll let you know what the indication is in the istikhara and then we'll try and give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well, inshallah. And one more istikhara request and then we'll move to some of our spiritual cure requests as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Medina 12. Code word is Medina 12. So do watch out for that code word. It will be mentioned. So then that will be the reply for your istikhara. You have sent us the name and you have sent us the mother's name and you're mentioning that the named person always remains very ill and it seems to be getting worse and the illness has been there for several years. Always very ill and it's getting worse and it's been there for several years. May Allah Almighty grant you a speedy recovery. May this period of illness, this period of test come to an end soon. May Allah Almighty grant you better health than before this illness started, inshallah. I have taken note of your name. The istikhara will be performed and the code word will be mentioned. Do watch out for that. If your spiritual cures are ready, we can.
The first question, brother asked a vazifa for protection. Someone is disturbing him. Here is a very beautiful vazifa. If somebody is troubling you, this vazifa is also from Quran Pak and the reference is para number 1, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat number 137. The blessed ayah mubarakah is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fasayakfikahumullahu wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Fasayakfikahumullahu wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Fasayakfikahumullahu wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Recite this blessed ayah mubarakah 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening, with salat ala nabi once in the beginning and once at the end. Recite this wazifa daily until the goal is achieved. When reciting this particular wazifa, please remember morning is considered from immediately after midnight till the first ray of the sunrise of the sun appears. And the evening is from the start of Zuhr till sunset. And women are not allowed to read this wazifa during their specific days.
How would they go about?
100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening. Ayah Mubarakah, Fasayakfikahumullah wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim.
So, if, like you mentioned, that on the specific days the Islamic sisters are not able to read this. So, for example, if they had started and then the specific days came in between, then what would
they need to stop?
Stop. So they'll stop and then once...
Wait.
Yeah. Okay. And then they'll... Basically, they need to start again.
They start again.
Okay.
About the cure from the stomach. Alhamdulillah, we have a very beneficial invocation to cure stomach. First of all, we make dua that whoever is suffering from this problem of stomach, may Allah Azza wa Jal remove this. And the wazifa is very easy, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. These ayat-e-mubarakah can be found in part 16, Surah Taha, and the verse number is 25, 26, 27, and 28. And it starts like this, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Recite these four blessed verses 7 times after every salah. Yes, after every salah, recite these four ayat-e-mubarakah 7 times. And if a child stammers and is unable to recite these verses, then the father or mother, especially those who can recite the Quran Pak with the correct articulation, can recite this and they can blow on the child. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this problem of stammering will be removed, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. This particular spiritual cure can be recited and perform dham upon water, so that water becomes spiritualized and that water can be given to drink as well, inshallah. Istikhara request that we received, the code word was family. Code word was family. The brother's details were sent in and it was mentioned in regards to him anger and his bad mood towards the family members, etc. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara is of evil eye. The indication is of evil eye, spiritual cure in regards to this. So nobody's done anything. I think mainly when something like this happens, the first thing that comes into the mind is that maybe somebody's done some black magic or etc. So nobody's done anything. The indication is of evil eye. So spiritual cure in regards to this. La ilaha illallahu. La ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu, 60 times with salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after, inshallah, and then perform them upon the inflicted. Or if the person is doing it himself, then he can perform them upon himself. He can blow upon himself, inshallah. Another istikhara request that we received, this is the one where I'll need the Gigi for compatible rishta, whichever one have taken it out. So the code word was gold for this istikhara. Code word was gold. And you mentioned in regards to a request, if we can have a vazifa for compatible rishta, but you did want us to do a general istikhara check as well, because so many proposals have come and nothing seems to be working for you. May Allah Almighty make that easy for you. And if there is any, I mean, there isn't in the indication of the istikhara, it was azmaish. So a test from the Almighty. So it's not that somebody's done anything, but inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, the wazifa, depending on which one they give, even if there were any hurdles or anything, inshallah, they will be also removed as well. So the indication was of azmaish. Is that spiritual cure? Are you ready? So for a compatible rishta, compatible proposal, inshallah, our brother will give us now, inshallah.
Wazifa for marriage. Recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 41 times. This Surah Mubarakah, Surah Al-Ikhlas 41 times when sleeping, and make dua for marriage only. Recite Durud-e-Pak 11 times before and 11 times after it. The duration of this wazifa is 90 days continuously. Keep doing it even if you get engaged in this time frame. Islamic sisters should not invoke the first word Qul of Surah Ikhlas during their specific days. That is, start from Huwallah Wahad instead of Qul Huwallah Wahad, with no intention of reciting the Holy Quran, but with the intention of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
The person who wants to get married should perform this wazifa only. No one besides him or her should perform it.
Okay, so the person who's wanting to get married, they need to do this themselves. The duration is 90 days.
90 days.
And you will be reciting it just before you go to bed on a night for 41 times with Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 11 times before and 11 times after. And if in the case of Islamic sister, if the specific days come during this duration whilst you're reading, then Alhamdulillah, the brother has advised us that you will leave out the first Qul. And so you'll start reading from Huwallahu Ahad and so forth as normal, inshallah. And you also won't have the intention of reciting the Holy Quran, but that of praise of the Almighty. So move on to, coming on right to the end. Okay, another istikhara request, which was code word Medina. Very quickly mention this code word was Medina 786. The istikhara has been performed. It was regarding one of the family members gets angry very quickly, no apparent reason. They wanted to know whether it's Azmaish or Nazar. The indication of the istikhara is of evil eye. So the indication is of evil eye. La ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu. 60 times with Salat ala Nabi before and after, inshallah, the evil eye will be removed. And finally, one last istikhara request that we've got. Code word is Medina 12. Code word is Medina 12. And the istikhara has been performed. And the indication is of illness, azmaish, and basically a test, but tested through the means of illness. And you did mention that this illness is quite old. It's been there for several years, and it's also deteriorating, is getting worse. So this particular spiritual cure that I've got for you is one which very simple. It can be recited whenever, with ablution, without ablution, etc. But you need to recite Ya Hayyu. Ya Hayyu, simply Ya Hayyu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Hayyu. Recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after, but you need to recite this 1,000 times. 1,000 times. And then if somebody is doing it, then they need to perform them upon the patient. And if the patient is doing it themselves, then they'll perform them upon themselves. InshaAllah, if Allah Almighty wills, then that illness will be removed very quickly. We'll include dua for all the people who have sent in messages and calls, and then we'll need to close the program. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin ma'adin al-judi wal karami wa alihi wa barik wa sallim. O Allah Almighty, grant us blessings. O Allah Almighty, grant all the people who have sent in their messages and istikhara requests freedom from any illness if they are ill. Remove the hurdles if they are facing any hurdles. If they are facing any problems, then remove them problems. Anyone who's struggling to find a job, grant them a good, lawful employment which is of ease and which is sufficient for their family. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When is our last moments? O Allah Almighty, grant us death with iman and grant us the ability to recite the kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That does bring us to the end of the program. And don't forget to join us same time, same place, next week, only
on the Madani channel.
That's correct. Only on Madini channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.